It's time for Let's Chat with Rustic, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustic. To another episode of Let's Chat with Rustic. My name is Nick Russell, and today we're chatting all things Instagram. So 2 weeks ago, we chatted about LinkedIn. Last week, we chatted about Facebook. So it's only natural that this week we chat about Instagram. So Instagram is such an awesome platform. It is actually personally one of my favorite platforms. It was the platform that I really started to grow with early on and have just kind of stayed with that. And I really enjoy connecting to my audience and my friends, my family, using both the feed with posts and using stories. However, I've kind of slacked on the stories as of late, but it's still really fun to do. With Instagram, when you're using that to grow, there's so many different ways you can do that. You can have, obviously you have to have a photo there, but you can also use a carousel. You can have videos. Now there's reels and stories, and there's so many different ways that you can use that platform to grow. Now, I really don't want to dive into reels just yet. We're going to talk about that in another podcast episode a little bit down the line. And I want to tie that in with TikTok as well. But so for this podcast and this video, I want to talk about just posting, reaching your audience, and how you could actually grow the platform as a whole. So like the other platforms, you want to make sure your profile is optimized. Now, some use the feed and have a posting strategy when it comes to making the feed look super pretty and really cool with different colors, so they're all offset. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's really cool. It's not something I spend time doing with myself or my clients. That's just not the strategy that I like to use, but there's nothing wrong with it. And it's still really cool to look at your feed. But when it comes to optimizing your profile, you have a very limited space in the description area to tell everybody who you are and what you do. So that's why it's key to have a great headline in that description. So if I were to see you in an elevator and we only had about 2 seconds, we didn't know each other, and I didn't know what you did, who you were. If I asked you, hey, what do you do? That quick headline is something that you really want to get across really quick. Hey, I help businesses grow online using digital strategies. Something like that. So if you have something like that in your headline, then the other bonus is you're able to tag people, businesses, products, as well as use hashtags in your description. That is all searchable. So that is something that really kind of levels things up in your description, as opposed to the other platforms or in like LinkedIn or Facebook. So that's something to keep in mind. Now, the other thing is having the link in the description of, or the link in the bio of your profile. Now, you'll often see when somebody posts, yeah, click the link in my bio, click the link in my bio for this, click the link in my bio for that. And the reason for that is if you have a post and you're promoting the 30 days of content, or you want people to go read your blog, you want people to listen to this podcast or the YouTube video. With Instagram, unlike the LinkedIn, Facebook, the other platforms, you can put the link in the description, but it's not clickable. So if I come across your post and I want to see this YouTube video, or I want to listen to this podcast and find out who you are, if you have the link in the post, I can't click on that. So I'm going to have to go in, take that link. Okay, what is it? And then type that into a browser. And especially if somebody's on mobile, chances are they're going to keep on scrolling because they don't want to put that extra effort in. So one of the cool things is you can have that in the bio. Now, the downfall with that is if you have your podcast as the podcast link in the bio, the chances are, if you have another post about a blog and you want someone to go to your blog, you're going to have to manually change that each and every time you have a new offer or something else you want them to click on. And then you come into the issue that if I promoted a product that I'm selling and I had the link to get that product there, and then I promoted my podcast, and somebody came back and saw that post me promoting my 30 Days of Content ebook, for example, or my Instagram Strategies ebook. If they click on that into your bio and that's not there, well, they're going to move on to the next person, and then you may have lost that business or that lead. So that's why a lot of people use programs like Linktree. There's another one called Beacons, I think, and there's dozens and dozens of other platforms out there that it's basically a landing page with a whole bunch of links. Now, quite a few years ago, I had my client had an offer and we had a Linktree set up for him. And then I also had an offer going at that exact same time, and I had Linktree as well. Well, Instagram and Linktree weren't really getting along. I don't know what happened with the programming, or something happened where Instagram shut down Linktree and wouldn't allow them to have that link in your bios. So I scrambled because we had an offer for my client, which I was really concerned and really wanted to do well, and then mine as well. So what I did was I called my client and we took his webpage and we made a separate page with the word links. And then we put a couple of links in there. It was really rushed, but we got it out there. And then I did the exact same thing on my page. So I have rushtechmedia.com/links. Then I kind of tweaked the pages. Now, the bonus to that is at the time, and I haven't seen an issue with Linktree in quite some time, but at the time, Instagram really wanted to have your own website. So I was Rustech Media, so it wanted Rustech Media's link. So it kind of helped that out. Now, the bonus of having your own page, if you have your own website and you're able to do this, is you can customize that page any way you see fit. You can have all of your offers, quickly swap things out if an offer is finished with. You can have all of your social images. You can have design it whichever way you see fit. So you can actually make it really look like your brand instead of just a different brand. Or if you don't pay for Linktree, you have their branding on it, their logo on it. You can make this your own. Plus, it's your own site, so it's easy for you to tell somebody, hey, just go to rustechmedia.com/links. It's something easy to remember. If people know your website, all you have to do is tell them to go /links. And it's that easy. Instead of Linktree with the linktree.ee/, and then that kind of gets confusing and people don't want to go searching around for something. So that's something that's really simple and easy to get to. Now that you have that all set up, one of the really cool things about Instagram is obviously the hashtags and how easy it is to use those to grow your account. Now, one of the tools that I use is $80, and that's part of a strategy that was made famous by Gary Vee, the $80 strategy. Now, what that is you're going to take the top 10 hashtags that are in your target market. From those top 10 hashtags, each one of them, so for me being in Windsor, I'm going to take the YQG hashtag, for example. I'm going to take the top 9 posts from that hashtag, and I'm going to leave my 2 cents on that post. Something that's genuine, that's authentic, that's me doing it. And then I'm going to do that for all the 9, that for each hashtag. And that is where you spend the $80 worth of comments on these posts. Now, the cool thing is that's you doing that, that's you being genuine, that's you being authentic and really engaging and building these relationships with these brands and businesses. The downfall to the engagement side of things is a lot of people don't have the time to do that. And if you want to do it right, there is work that has to be done to grow your accounts. So the people that don't have time, a lot of people spend money on bots and using these bot systems. But I'll tell you a story why you should never, ever use a bot. So a friend of mine had a very beautifully written but somber post reflecting on 9/11 a number of years ago. A bot was searching a hashtag and commented, saw that hashtag on our post and used that to comment on our post. But it was a very upbeat and bubbly type of a comment. Oh, this is so cool. We absolutely love this. Can't wait to connect or something like that. Well, the mood of the post, it was very disrespectful for that comment. And then on top of things, a lot of these bots are just, hey, promote here. Hey, this is great. Follow us. Well, why do I want to follow you? I don't know who you are, what you're about. I'd rather have a conversation first. So for me, if I was commenting on the Montreal Canadiens page, oh, that was a great win last night. I loved Carey Price when he made this save, when he kind of slid across. And then the pass from Cole Caulfield when Tyler Toffoli scored the overtime winner to beat the Winnipeg Jets. That was awesome. That's me being authentic, loving my team, and commenting. Now, that's a little bit different. Obviously, I'm not shooting to build a huge relationship with that brand because Montreal is huge. Their account is huge. But it's the same idea. So be very personal with your posts and your comments when you're doing that. So the more you engage, the more your account's going to grow. And that's all organic. So that's the best way to do it. So that's really all I wanted to leave you with today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in the description here my links page. So you guys can check that out. So if you head to rustechmedia.com/links, you can see that. And then on there, you'll see my Instagram hacks and $80 strategy ebook, where I tell you all of this and more on how to grow your account, as well as the 30 days of content ebook, which is there. And that will help you create the content to grow your account. So basically, you have the strategy and the content, both free ebooks to help you grow your account. There should be no problems at all. So hopefully those help you. Hopefully this podcast, this YouTube video helped you in being able to grow your account. And I can't wait to chat with you next week. When I first started in this industry, one of the things I really struggled with was coming up with great content and coming up with great content consistently. Now, that's where I come in. I don't want you to have those same struggles. So I put together a free ebook that has 30 days worth of content just for you. So that's 30 days of social media content where you're never going to have to worry about coming up with great content to publish on all of your platforms. You could use this free ebook to publish on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and even have ideas for TikTok. So if you're tired of struggling to come up with great content and taking forever to create a single post, this ebook is for you. So if you head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle, that free 30 days of social media content is yours. All you have to do is put your name and email address so I have somewhere to send it, and it's all yours. So again, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social media bundle and make sure you never have to worry about struggling to come up with content again.